Hi and welcome to What's Next Rethinking Architecture. I hope you're all feeling good and are ready to get some information. So today's topic is Jellyfish 2.0 and a glowing electronic skin. That sounds crazy, but researchers actually developed an electronic skin that glows when the pressure that hits against it actually is high enough that it could cause actual damage or potentially cause injuries. During their research, they turned to a special jellyfish species for inspiration. And it's a really special deep sea creature. Their species can feel change in their environmental pressure, and if they sense danger, they start flashing dramatically. And we're talking about the Atolla jellyfish, who has actually the nickname Alarm Jellyfish. Kind of funny. The big idea behind it was to develop a visual warning in response to a physical threat. To do so, the researchers combined electrical and optical systems in a novel electronic skin. This skin is supposed to detect slight and high force pressures. And according to ACS applied material and interfaces, they embedded two layers of skin. Those layers producing an electrical signal in response to slight pressure. And by slight pressure, they mean pressure that is created by a breeze, for example, or by a leaf that touches you. That's kind of unbelievable, right? Let us dig a little deeper. The one layer consists out of silver nanowire electrodes. And in between those layers, there is another layer embedded with phosphor. So by increasing the pressure, this layer starts glowing. And it gets lighter and lighter with growing intensity. And in this case, physical harm or force. Apparently, according to the researchers on ACS, this electronical skin is closely to copying the wide range of pressure that you can feel with your human skin. And this brings us a step further, because I found out that most prototypes of electronical skin that have been developed are apparently only able to sense light pressure. And those ones have a sensor that recognizes when the skin gets touched, and it doesn't respond clearly to harder impacts. And due to the article on TechRadar that I read, some sensors just break by harder pressure. And researchers at the Huazhong University of Science and Technology have been developing a system that could actually let robots know when they are hit or hurt hard enough that they could actually get damaged. Also, this system is inspired by jellyfish. And smart synthetic skins have the potential to allow robots to touch and sense what's around them. But according to the researchers, the actual challenge was to keep the power up and at the same time at a low cost level. Now on ACS they named a smart skin that is self-powered and is supposed to cost less. But for example, other systems require batteries and wires to work. Therefore, the researchers created a smart skin out of ultra-thin plastic films and four electrodes made, as I said in the beginning, from silver nanowires. But if you look at other prototypes, they contain up to 36 electrodes, what actually means increasing costs depending on the size of the skin. But besides of costs or how you keep the power up, putting like the actual sense of touch in robots, this kind of human touch could dramatically advance this technology. And could you imagine actually putting human touch into technology and combine them? That's so crazy. And I think if you are interested in hearing more about this topic, then just let me know. And that was it for today's show. And let me know what you think about it. And electronical skin that glows with increasing pressure, especially in combination with robots, that's super interesting. And putting the human touch into them, yes, kind of unbelievable. So thank you so much for listening, and stay healthy and have a great rest of the week. And if you have any critic or feedback or whatever, I would be glad if you just let me know. Ciao, ciao!